The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Betting Podcast. We are, of course, presented by DraftKings, and it is time to finish the regular season strong. We're not going anywhere during the postseason. In fact, we don't go anywhere all year long. You got to make sure you're listening as well in the offseason, because that's when Steve will give you some very helpful tips for March Madness or the Masters or any of the other big events. The NFL Draft, of course, is a big one for us. And also, that's when we bring some guests on. We get to some more of your questions, because a lot of you have really good questions for Steve, ideas, theories. So make sure you continue to watch, listen, and whatever, all offseason long, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Always check me out on social media. I think most of you know me, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years. Now I've got some pretty cool broadcasting gigs, calling games on television for CBS, on the radio, for Westwood One, in addition to all the different podcasts, including the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Did my power rankings today, like I do every Tuesday, 25 minutes or less. I make sure you guys know exactly what you need to know about the NFL and what the latest news and notes are. And then the College Draft Podcast, Emery has been killing it with his picks against the spread. He went 3-2 in the games yesterday. My co-host on this show, Steve Fezzik. He's the man at Fezzik Sports on social media. Steve, give me a Circa update, good or bad?
Circa millions bad, tied for 10th. So a rough week for all of the leaders, but still in a position to finish top 10, which 5,300 people, I'd be very happy. Circa Survivor, much better update. I have a share of one of the 4 remaining survivors. So Greg Jones, rooting for him to take it all.
Okay, so here's my question. What does 10th get you for the Circa Millions?
It's right around 100,000.
Oh, man. That is still sweet.
And frankly,
that is awesome. Frankly, is it just regular season, or they go through the playoffs?
It's just regular season. And frankly, the top guy has been so good. The first prize is $1 million. Second prize is 500,000. But even when I was styling and picking winner after winner, I still wasn't sniffing first place. So it was a situation we were all playing for, really basically second. This guy's been so good, and I apologize. I don't have his number up or his name up in front of me here.
Got it. All right, well, let's dive into our games from last week. Strange week. I ended up 1 unit for the week. You were down 2 units, Steve. It started with the Jets and the Browns on Thursday night. You actually put 1 unit on the Jets getting 7.5. They lost by 17. The Browns were one of my 3 teaser legs last week that all hit, thankfully. I had the Browns down to -1.5. I had the Chiefs down to -1.5, and I took the Packers up to +7.5. All three of those came through for me. You were with me on the Browns and the Chiefs, so that was a best bet that came through. For the Lions and the Cowboys, we both took the over, Steve. I have not been good. It has not been good for me to go with you on these totals this year. However, and this is important, Sean Grady, Grade, who does all of our grades, he looked at it and he said, Steve posited last week, when you go along with him on points totals, and in particular on unders, you generally win. So Grade, this is how great he is, Steve. This is why people need to go to patreon.com/RTmedia so that they can see his spreadsheets because they're amazing. He went through the last 8 years, Steve. Oh. And you're right. When I go with you on an over bet, we have 12 wins and 10 losses, a 54.5% strike rate. That included two this past weekend. When I go with you on an under, 37 wins, 22 losses, a 62.7% strike rate. So thank you very much, Grades. We greatly appreciated it because I was not happy last week about going in on you with a total. And so I did it anyway. I did two. Neither one of them came through. Cowboys, Lions, man, I knew we were cooked, Steve, when CeeDee Lamb fumbled out of the end zone. And then the Lions go for on fourth down and don't get it. Dunzo. Dunzo right then.
One of the biggest frustrations that I have when I watch football players is that they have muscle memory such that they always make the same action, whether it's first down or fourth down. And I simply can't understand it. Obviously, if it's third or fourth down, reach the ball out for the pylon. If it's first down, you never reach for the pylon because you fumble out of the end zone all the time. Same thing, you know, when you're reaching the ball to the goal line on fourth down and a quarterback sneak. And there are so many low IQ football players that consistently do the wrong thing. And it just makes no sense to me.
So that is something that good coaching staffs will preach to those guys. But Steve, these guys are running over 20 miles an hour, 100,000 people. You are correct. It is muscle memory. It's an instinct to try to get the touchdown. But I know where you're coming from. All right, Patriots, Bills. I had two units on the Patriots getting 12. They kept it close. They lost by 6. That one hit for me. Panthers, Jags. You had the Jags as part of a teaser leg that came through for you. You had the Chiefs down to -1.5, and you took the Jags. Even though C.J. Beathard started, Steve, you took the Jags down to -0.5. All of our teasers hit. My 3, your 2. The Jags came through for you.
I was thinking about you and how much you love teasers now, Ross. You are like Kramer in the Seinfeld episode when Kenny Rogers Roasters opens up, and he's like, I'm hooked on the chicken, Jerry! I'm hooked on the teasers!
Listen, they've been very, very good to me. Saints, Bucks. I couldn't go with you, Steve. You took the Saints +3. I couldn't do it. They won outright by 10. That was a great call by you.
Yeah, so you beat me in my crib and I return the favor. So that's a great theme oftentimes with two comparable teams in division play.
Falcons, Bears. Thought it would be a field goal game. Put one unit on the Falcons. You leaned Falcons. Bears have really played well over the last 7 games. Titans, Texans. Man, I thought that would be a typical Titans, Texans game. Vrabel, field goal game. I love getting 3.5. They got smoked, 26-3. Terrible bet by me. Eagles, Cardinals, we had nothing. The other over we had, Niners. Oh, no, we had a lean to the over on Niners, Commanders, which did not hit. Dolphins, Ravens. You took, you leaned over, Steve. It went way over. The Ravens went over themselves. Giants, Rams. We had a best bet on the Rams laying the 6.5 against the Giants. That was no fluke. The Giants were right there with them, Steve.
Yeah, bad bet. Beach kids going to the elements on the East Coast. Just bad handicap by me.
We both leaned to the Colts laying the 3, and the Raiders came back to tie it, so it would have been a push. Steelers-Seahawks, I put 2 units on the Steelers, getting 3.5. They win outright. Chargers-Broncos, nothing. Bengals-Chiefs, we had Chiefs and teaser legs. They came through for us. Packers-Vikings was the other over, Steve. How it's possible that the Vikings only scored 10 points against that Packers defense is beyond me. I was traveling back from Chicago for most of the game. That was a killer. That Packers defense and that Vikings offense only scores 10 points, Steve. We missed out by 2.5 points on the over.
Well, we missed out when Hall got reported in for whatever reason as the starting quarterback, and you'll have to explain to me how that happened. And as soon as that happened, that total crashed, and that's ultimately why we lost that bet.
Because Mullins was turning it over, and they want to see what they have in Hall, and they figured out that he's not ready. Again, you had 3 units on that. You love that overplay. You rarely, rarely lose your 3 unit plays, but that was also when we didn't realize they were going to bench Mullins for Hall. For the week, 1-3 on our best bets. Gross. And we were, you were down 2 units. I was up 1 unit. For the year, I'm only up 2 units. You're up 16.5 units. Our best bets, Steve, are 28-30-3, a strike rate of only 47%. We move onward to week number 18 in the NFL. But before we do, I want to make sure everyone knows that the Game Time app is by far the best way to get tickets for anything. Maybe that's one of your New Year's resolutions. Let's go to more events, taking your family or your wife. Make sure you have the Game Time app on your phone. It gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. You see the view from your seat. You get the all-in prices. You can buy the tickets in seconds. And they got the Game Time guarantee, so you always get the best price. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Steve, I forget, is week 18 one you hold off on because of all the uncertainty with who's playing and who's not? Or is week 18 where you think you know what's going to happen and you think there's a lot of opportunity and you jump on it?
Week 18 is a week that's information driven. So it is case by case dependent. And that when the news breaks, similar to preseason, you have to be ready to fire before the very likely huge line moves.
Ooh, okay. So that makes sense. So then you'll fire a lot, but not necessarily all on this show right now.
Yes, but I certainly have several games that I like quite a bit.
Yeah, I kind of do too. Let's get to it, and we'll start with the Saturday games. The Steelers are laying 4 points on the road against the Ravens. Total 37, because the Ravens have already clinched home field advantage, the number one seed.
So I'm calling bullshit on this game. I get it that Baltimore has nothing to play for, and they're going to rest some guys, maybe only in the second half. But Harbaugh is a guy, both the Harbaughs, they just want to win. That's why he had such a long preseason, you know, winning streak, unprecedented. And ultimately, Baltimore lost to Pittsburgh early in the year. They're not going to just lay down on a nationally televised game and let Pittsburgh just stomp all over him like that bison on the Wild Wing commercial and the quarterback. Oh, I'm sorry. I trampled you. This is going to be a close game. These teams always play close games. Baltimore, 2 units plus 4.
Ooh, interesting. And how much of that, too, Steve, is just the fact that the Ravens have a pretty good backup quarterback in Tyler Huntley?
Sure. Well, absolutely. And, I mean, we got a long way to go I mean, Baltimore would have been laying like 9 in this game, and now they're catching 4. So there's been a 13-point adjustment.
I'm going to go in on that with you. I wasn't quite sure because I don't know who's playing for the Ravens. But listen, there's only so many guys on these teams. Like, it's not like they're playing third string guys. There's only so many guys that you can have inactive or not playing. 2 units, I'm with you on the Ravens plus 4. It's a best bet. What about Texans and the Colts? Texans right now plus 1, totals 47.5.
So this should be a really close game. So I'll let the odds makers decide who I'm going to tease. And ultimately, I think I'd rather tease Houston because Houston's clearly the superior team. They're catching plus 1, so I got to get them up to plus 7.5. So I'll use them in a 6.5-point teaser. I need something to pair them with. And what better game than the Jets-Patriots with a total that continues to drop. So I'll go ahead and tease them with the New York Jets 2-unit 6.5-point teaser.
We move on. I don't have anything on that game because I typically don't do the 6.5-point teasers. Let's go to Bucks-Panthers. The Bucks are laying 5, totals 37.5.
So I'm just going to lean to the Panthers because I think we're going to get a better number because the Bucks in a must-win situation, and that always gets priced up later in the week. But let's put this in context. You look at the Bucks, you look at Jacksonville, and maybe you could say, you know, without Lawrence, the Bucks a little bit better. But just last week, Carolina, who's terrible on the road, is only catching 3.5 at Jacksonville. And now they're going to be catching 5, 5.5, probably 6 at post at home in their much better role. I will be betting Carolina. It's just not a good enough number yet. So we wait for now. Strong lean Carolina.
Interesting. Okay. I'll lean Carolina as well for the reasons you mentioned. What about the Vikings? They're getting 5 points in Detroit against the Lions. The total's 46.
So this one's too difficult. It's all information-based. My hunch is because Dan Campbell is a knucklehead and he doesn't realize it's hard to make a 2-point conversion from the 7, I go back. We say this every week. Same story. The coach shouldn't make these calls. The analytics team says, I'll explain why later. You got a kick here. And it's done. You follow the analytics team. Detroit should be laying 8 if they play everyone. And the Vikings could be favored if Detroit lays down. So I can't bet this game.
I've got nothing on that game as well. What about Jags minus 5 against the Titans? Totals 39.5.
Sure seems a little rich to me. I will go ahead and back the Tennessee Titans 2 units.
I'm totally with you on that. I got 2 units on the Titans as well. They were embarrassed, quite frankly, by the Texans last week. Might be the last game for Derrick Henry in Tennessee. Vrabel does not like being embarrassed. Heck, he might be on the hot seat. We haven't heard a lot about that, but it's been a bad year for the Titans. I think they're going to come out and play much, much better in that game. And I think the Jaguars are going to come out and play tight because they're going to have to win the game to make the playoffs. What about the Browns and the Bengals? That's a best bet, by the way. What about the Browns and the Bengals? The Browns are catching 5 in Cincinnati, total 38.5, with the expectation that the Browns locked into the 5 seed are going to rest a lot of their guys.
Yeah, so an opening day, Cincy 3, Cleveland 24. So Cleveland already smacked these guys around. I could see this one getting away from Cleveland completely. I would, if anything, I'll lean Bengals. I think this money just keeps pouring in on the Bengals.
Interesting. I don't know. I guess PJ Walker will get the snaps for the Browns. I kind of agree that it's, you know, they've really rallied around Flacco. It's not a good look if he's not playing. Falcons Saints, totals 41.5. Falcons are getting 3.5 this week on the road in New Orleans.
Yeah, let's see. So Falcons won the first game. So that would mean Atlanta might come up short in this game. I don't really have much on it. I would have been on Atlanta if they hadn't won game one against these two. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, I'll go 2 units on the Falcons. They did not play well against the Bears, but that's a very good Bears team right now, the way they're playing. I think the Falcons bounced back. Obviously, they had 4 interceptions that they threw in the game against Chicago. They missed a couple field goals. I think that's a close game against the Saints. I think the Falcons play much better. Jets, Patriots. Jets are getting 2.5. Total's 31, Steve.
Yeah, so I'm teasing the Jets already, and I'm going to play really bad weather in New York. Shocker, bad weather in early January. I know it's a super low total. These teams played early in the year. They only got to 25, and now it's going to be snowing. There's going to be wind. I'm going to go under the 31 with the bad weather total, 2 units.
What? How bad's the weather supposed to be?
Snow and 20-mile-an-hour winds.
Not doing it. I'm just doing the Jets plus 8.5 as one of my three teaser legs. Love that teaser leg. Jets plus 8.5. Kansas City plus 8 against the Chargers. And Denver plus 8.5 against the Raiders. Those are my three teaser legs. I'm wheeling and dealing with them this week like I always do. I'm also, Steve, making sure I'm ordering DoorDash this weekend, which is what you guys should do. Make it easier on yourself. Now you can root for your bets while your food and drinks are on the way. That means burgers, chips, dips, soda, pizza, wings, so much more delivered straight to your door. You got to have something to wash it down. So do what I did yesterday, watching the college football playoff semifinals. Drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Speaking of New York, Steve, the Giants are hosting the Eagles. The Giants are getting 5 points, totals 41.5.
Yeah, Eagles are just reeling. You know, this is amazing. Their season win number, Ross, was 11.5. So think about this. They had the best record in the NFL. They might not get over. They need to win this game. Giants are playing better. I'll actually lean to the Giants in this game, bad weather in this game as well.
Yeah, I think the bad weather and the fact that Tyrod Taylor will start for the Giants, he's playing better at home. And the Eagles are in a bad spot right now. I'm putting 2 units on the Giants. I still think the Eagles win the game, but I think it's a close game late. I don't have a ton of faith in what I've seen from the Eagles over the last month or so. Cowboys, Commanders. Commanders are getting 13, Steve. Total's 44.
Yeah, interesting in that I make this game much lower, 11.5, but I've seen this before. Let's be cool. Let's wait it out. Must-win game for Dallas to win the division. We might get a better number later on. I know these overs haven't been good, but it sure seems like Dallas should get to 30 in this game, meaning this game's going to go over. I'm going to go over for 2 units, over 44.
I'm going to take the Commanders getting 13 points. I think they're going to be able to keep this one competitive. The Cowboys have not been good on the road, and Cowboys are getting a little bit banged up now. 2 units, Washington plus the 13. Obviously, that's a better bet if it gets up to 13.5, 14, 14.5, like Steve thinks it might. What about the Bears and the Packers, Steve? Bears catching 3, totals 44.
Bears are playing very well. Would have loved to bet the Bears plus 3.5 last night. I don't know what I was doing, and I didn't get it. So just a lean at plus 3, two pretty equal teams.
2 units for the Bears plus 3. I think they have a great chance to win that game the way they're playing right now and finish the season strong. They're not going to the playoffs, but they want to try to knock the Packers out. What about the Rams getting 3.5 against the Niners, Steve? Totals 42.5.
So this is like a Kasparov-Kuryshnoi chess grandmaster game. Who the heck knows what's going to happen? How many guys are the Rams going to rest? How many guys are the Niners going to rest? You're smarter than me if you can figure this one out. I pass.
2 units on the Rams getting the 3.5. I don't think they want to be the 7 seed. I think they want to try to get the 6 seed and make sure that they lock that in. 2 units, Rams, plus the 3.5. What about the Chiefs and the Chargers? I already mentioned, Steve, I'm taking the Chiefs. We're getting 2 points on the road. I'm teasing them up to plus 8. I know they're going to rest, guys. I don't care. I think it's still close against the Chargers. Total's 36.
My concern is the Chiefs played like 6 straight games with a fatigue disadvantage. It's been a long year. They're locked in. I could see them mailed in. And this is, I talk about like huge line moves, right? Yeah, obviously the Chiefs would be a big favorite, Well, Mahomes himself is worth 9 points. So, you know, immediately you're getting, you know, a double-digit line move just with dude not playing if he doesn't play. I'm going to actually lean Chargers.
Seahawks, Cardinals. Cardinals are getting 3 at home. Total's 48.
Okay, so Arizona is going to play much better. They can't get the number one pick anymore. They're going to win this game. Who is Seattle on the road to be laying 3? Arizona, 2 units.
Totally agree. That's a best bet.
The best bet.
Let's get to Broncos and Raiders. I already told you, I'm taking the Broncos up to 8.5 on the road. Stidham. I think this will be a close competitive game. Stidham up to 8.5. Total's 38.
Yeah, I'll lean that way as well. And remember, opening day, Denver somehow donked off this game against the Raiders, lost by 1 at home. They'll return the favor here. I'll join you on a teaser. I'll tease Denver with the Jets as well. Put me down for that teaser as well for 2 units.
Quickly, Steve, anything on Bills, Dolphins? Dolphins getting 3. Total's 50.5.
Too much of a line move. Dolphins plus 3, 2 units.
Wow. Can't do it. That's bold with the injuries they have. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.